A minor collision occurred at Ronald Reagan Washington National Airport on Thursday when two American Airlines jets clipped each other on the taxiway, with at least three members of the United States Congress aboard one of the flights, the Federal Aviation Administration, FAA, confirmed. According to the FAA, American Airlines Flight 5490, a Bombardier CRJ-900 en route to Charleston, South Carolina, struck the wingtip of American Airlines Flight 4522, an Embraer E-175 bound for New York's John F. Kennedy International Airport, at approximately 12:45 p.m. local time, 16:45 GMT. Fortunately, no injuries were reported. Representative Josh Gottheimer, DNJ, a passenger on the New York-bound flight, confirmed the incident on social media, stating the collision happened as the aircraft was waiting for takeoff clearance. The incident marks the latest in a series of troubling events at Reagan National, the airport with the busiest single runway in the United States. Both aircraft returned to the terminal under their own power and were taken out of service for inspection. American Airlines reported that the damage was limited to a winglet on each aircraft and that all passengers would continue their journeys on replacement aircraft. Flight 5490 had 76 passengers and 4 crew members on board, while Flight 4522 carried 67 passengers and 4 crew. The FAA said it will investigate the incident as part of an ongoing review of airport safety protocols. The latest mishap comes amid heightened scrutiny over air traffic operations at Reagan, which has experienced a series of alarming safety lapses in recent months. On January 29, a deadly collision involving a regional jet and a U.S. Army helicopter killed 67 people, prompting new restrictions on helicopter flights near the airport. In response to mounting pressure from lawmakers and aviation experts, the FAA has installed a new management team at Reagan and has taken several corrective actions, including increasing supervisor staffing from 6 to 8 and launching a stress management program for air traffic control personnel. Concerns have continued to mount following several incidents in March, including a near miss involving a Delta Airlines flight and U.S. Air Force jets, as well as a physical altercation inside the air traffic control tower that resulted in an FAA employee being arrested and placed on leave. As investigations continue, lawmakers and aviation authorities are calling for comprehensive reforms to ensure safety at one of the country's most critical air traffic hubs.